First of all, he's absolutely appalled by the spread of violent extremism in such a dramatic fashion across the world. One very clear manifestation of that is that there are foreign terrorist fighters now, over 30,000 of them from over 100 countries, which tells us that this bug is affecting so many societies across all regions of the world. And so the Secretary General's first objective is a call to action. And even more importantly, since this phenomenon threatens or potentially threatens almost every member state and community around the world, he believes that there should also be a call to unity. So there's a call to action and a call to unity. And that's the sort of broad objective. And he believes that he wants to present this to all the member states of the United Nations at the General Assembly so that they can all not only have a say, but take deliberate, concerted action and send out, in the first instance, a resounding no to violent extremists around the world, that the United Nations is standing up, raising its voice, defending and advocating the universal values on which the United Nations was founded 70 years ago. He has presented over 70 concrete recommendations that he would like member states to consider.
The Secretary General and yourself, as the senior counterterrorism official leading this effort, are asking member states to tackle big systemic socioeconomic issues in the name of prevention of terrorism. And is that realistic?
That's why the Secretary General is taking what he talks about a breaking down the silos approach, looking at the endemic political, security, economic, social, human rights, humanitarian factors. And that's why he wants to galvanize all the UN agencies, funds, and programs in a sort of all of UN approach so that we can develop effective programming that can help and support member states as member states see fit in the context of their local circumstances. Certainly, this plan of action is not a one-size-fits-all model. There is no quick fix. In fact, one of the problems, if you might say, in the counterterrorism effort is that we are sometimes looking for the quick fix, and that can sometimes complicate and perhaps make things more difficult to resolve. And so he's taking a long-term strategic approach with a view to addressing these issues in a very systematic way so that sometime down the road we will be able to see a much, much more substantive impact on how this issue is being resolved.
And how will you measure the success of this plan, and how do you keep the 38 UN agencies involved on track, committed to this goal?
Through this plan of action, what the Secretary General is saying, that he, His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon, is making the prevention of violent extremism one of the core priorities of the United Nations. He has already said that prevention under his leadership has been a mantra. Now he's making not just the prevention of conflict, but the prevention of violent extremism as one of the fundamental priorities of the whole UN system. And what he wants to look at is to show impact. One thing is to produce a plan of action. The real proof of the pudding, if you like, is how to translate that into impact on the ground. And for that reason, he believes that within their mandates, looking at UN funds and programs and agencies, UN peacekeeping operations, UN special political missions, UN country teams, working within their mandates, what can they do to support member states so that they have more PVE-sensitive programming that can show real impact on the ground? That's something that still has to be developed, and it will require strong leadership. And most importantly, it will require all the UN agencies translating programs and activities into effective action and impact on the ground. And this is therefore definitely a major challenge that lies ahead, but one that the Secretary General strongly believes in, is one that the UN must show relevance because he sincerely believes that violent extremism is one of the major challenges of our time, and the UN must be relevant to that.
How does the Secretary General and this plan address the problem of young men who seem to be so much at the core of the current terrorist threat?
Well, I should say young men and women. What we see is not just young men and women, but even children, young boys and girls, in some cases, girls as young as 10 years old. Not only are they in some cases, the unfortunate perpetrators, and in some ways, victims of those who exploit them, but also we find that the 1.8 billion youth of the world, which is the largest demographic, those from the 16 to 24, in some cases, they're the majority of many developing countries. They are not the problem, they are the potential. And we must mobilize the youth of the world so that they don't fall victim to the insidious ideologies and the nefarious plans of violent extremism. The whole plan of action is very focused on looking in a much more systematic way, how can we address the needs and concerns of youth? They are people who want to be citizens of their states and also global citizens. The United Nations must be seen to be responsive to their needs and concerns, but also in mobilizing that huge potential. As I said, they're the biggest allies for this global fight in addressing the scourge.